We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Tuesday. It's game four day. This is Paul Goldschmidt's walk-up music, and it's also a Christian song, which I just think is absolutely
I didn't know
cool.
That was his walk-up music.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jeremy Camp.
Yes. Yeah, it is. I love going to the Cardinals games and hearing the stuff and being like, oh, I like that little kiss to the people who are, it's not like out in the open. It's not a big thing. If you don't know it, you don't know it's a great song. And then you're like, oh, it's a Christian song.
Chick-fil-A does that. Did you notice that?
Yes. So does McAllister's.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
They play like instrumental versions of Christian songs that you wouldn't know unless you knew them.
That's fantastic. Cool. All right. We have a guest in studio that I'm very excited to welcome in here to the 97.1 Studios. We have Amy Ehlich in here. Amy, thank you so much for coming in with us today.
Thank you so much for having me on, Annie.
So I've been talking and talking and talking for years about the irresponsibility of leadership here in the state of Illinois. It's an absolute disaster. I wish the National Republican Party would look at the state of Illinois and say, if you want Democrat control of everything, if you want to know what Democrat control in a Midwestern, middle of the country state, not what we think of New York and California, look no further than the state of Illinois. And people always say to me, well, Annie, what can we do? And Amy, you're doing something about it. You're running for the Illinois House of Representatives state representative seat in the 111th district to take on Monica Bristow, who is a recent She's new to,
yes,
to the seat.
2 years.
And you are challenging her here in 2020. And Amy, it's fantastic to have you in here. I want to ask you a little bit about yourself. But first and foremost, you stepping into this role is a really, really important thing. And you're a great person. I've had so many people come say Amy is going to be fantastic. So it's great to have you in here.
Thank you. That's nice to hear.
So the first thing that I want to talk to you about a little bit, in the 111th, which would be your district, tell me where that district is. Name some towns and some people who might be listening or who might know somebody who's in there so that they can say, hey, you need to check out Amy Ehlich and support her in her House race in 2020.
Sure. It's mostly Madison County. So we start up in Godfrey, Alton, East Alton, Bethalto, Wood River, Pontoon Beach, a little bit of Granite City. There's a few little areas in Jersey County as well near Elsa.
Mm-hmm. And as my memory serves me, Monica Bristow is the Democrat in that seat, currently won that seat last election by about 400 votes.
A little bit less than that.
I mean, like hardly, that is barely even a wink.
Exactly.
And so you have a very good chance of going in there and really representing the people of the 111th with some fiscal responsibility, some sanity, and taking it to Springfield, where you can, as a Republican in the House of Representatives there, be one step closer to putting the brakes on Mike Madigan.
Absolutely.
You're a CPA?
I'm a CPA.
You know something about money?
I do know a little bit, yes. So I've been a CPA for about 24 years now. So I've worked in accounting, finance. I'm a CFO currently. I have years of experience of working with small business clients and families, doing taxes, auditing local governments as well. So my experience, I think, is what is key.
So you have the experience, the know-how of the numbers and the technical stuff. When you, as somebody who is financially minded, just like somebody who's able to process these numbers, I can see the numbers. My head doesn't work and my brain doesn't think in that capacity. So I'm very grateful for people like you. But I can look at the numbers that are out there and I can see that we are in a heap of trouble here in the state of Illinois. What's your reaction to the current state of financial affairs in the state?
Well, it's hard to see and it's hard to hear the frustrations that so many people have. It's not just you and I talking about these issues. It is everyone that I have talked to so far as I've been knocking on doors. The finances with many promises of it's going to get better. It's going to get better as soon as we increase your taxes. It hasn't gotten better. That's my years of frustration or your years of frustration as well.
When you were weighing the idea, should I run? Should I not run? Did you think maybe somebody else will do this? Maybe somebody more qualified will step up? Did you look around and see nobody stepping up and you want to put yourself into that position? How'd you get from identifying the problems that exist in the state of Illinois to the point where you said, I have to do something about this?
Well, again, the years of frustration have just boiled over for me. It was time, and I felt compelled to get into the race now.
What about your friends and family, people who, when you came out, you probably came out internally with your circle of trust. I guess that's what Robert De Niro would say. the people who are close to you say, I think I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this. What kind of advice, encouragement, discouragement did people around you have?
Everyone has been wonderfully supportive. And I say that even with a family with many Democrats in the family. Everyone also believes, as I do, that it takes ordinary people stepping up and putting themselves into these situations and into these roles to help their communities.
Do you think that you can, so you're running as a Republican?
Yes.
Do you think that you can represent Republicans and Democrats in the 111th?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have many more things in common than we do differences.
What kind of things do you bring to the table that you think that the, you know, not the Republican or the Democrat in the 111th, but the person living in the 111th? I mean, there are so many things in our lives that are more important than our political affiliation. What kind of things do you support that you think would be a great representation of those people who live in your community?
Well, I'm a pro-life candidate, and I think that's one thing that isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. So mm-hmm. I definitely think that my voice for the unborn is something that will definitely set me apart. I won't just allow these things to happen within the state. I will be a strong voice.
So when I look at the amendment to the, it was a there was a mental health bill, and then we added the Reproductive Health Care Act to this amendment, to this bill, to try to get through the most progressive legislation in the country, from my estimation. Man, the rights that the unborn have in the state of Illinois right now are minimal, actually negligible to none. And we have, in Katie Stewart's district, the district that I live in and the district that Ryan lives in, we have a clandestine building going up that turns out to be a massive, like, mecca for Planned Parenthood. Katie Stewart is championing that process. Katie Stewart and your opponent, Monica Bristow, have been co-sponsors of the Reproductive Health Care Act that repeals the Partial Birth Abortion Act, that says that women, mothers, expecting mothers, can decide up until the very point of birth whether or not they want to allow that baby to live. It's their choice and their choice alone. I don't know that if you were to win the 111th seat, that all of a sudden we're going to be changing the abortion regulations in the state of Illinois. But I will say this. If you are somebody who is pro-choice in the state of Illinois, you need to make sure you understand what this Democratic majority has done, because I don't know anybody who's pro-choice that hears the truth about what we're doing in the state of Illinois that is that pro-abortion. And your advocacy for that is going to be huge in trying to bring some of those things back.
Absolutely. I will continue to advocate for the unborn and live by my faith.
I know in the last race within the 111th, the Second Amendment was a big issue. It will continue to be a huge issue. Madison County has passed legislation, or passed a referendum, I should say, that says that they're a sanctuary county. Are Second Amendment issues important to you? Do you have a strong advocacy in your gut to try to defend those Second Amendment rights?
Absolutely, I do. And because my husband and I, we live, you know, under I guess we're blessed that we live in an area that we can exercise our Second Amendment rights on our own property. We want to continue to do that. And our rights are under assault by the Chicago Democrats every day.
What do you think is the biggest threat facing the Illinois taxpayer going into that 2020 election with a supermajority of Democrats in the House, a supermajority of Democrats in the Senate, and a Democratic governor? What is really at stake if we don't pull back some of that Democratic control in Springfield?
Well, as you know, the progressive income tax will be on the ballot in 2020, the same time as this election in November, next November. This gives our legislators free rein to set those tax rates at whatever they feel is appropriate. I don't trust them to make decisions about the money. You know, I don't know a whole lot of people that do because of their record of mismanagement. So I think if you feel like I do, that they've mismanaged their money, then you should not be voting for the progressive income tax.
Well, we're speaking with Amy Ehlich, who is running for the 111th State House Representative seat, currently held by Monica Bristow, who just won her first election last time, 2018, And she's going to have a strong fight in her. She barely squeaked by with a win in 2018, and we're hoping to be able to support you, Amy, going into 2020. Are you still looking for signatures to officially get on the ballot?
Absolutely. That's something that every candidate has to do to get on the ballot. I'm continuing to do that, knocking on a lot of doors, and it's great being able to talk to voters.
So in the 111th District, if you Google Illinois State House, Illinois 111th, we'll put that up, a link to the Illinois policy map too, to see what district you're in. If people want to come sign for you, and I'm going to personally right now ask, if you are an Annie Freischer listener and you've ever thought, what can I do? Getting support behind these representatives early is a very huge thing, and getting these signatures right now is very important so they're not running up to the last minute. I'm going to ask you to find Amy and sign for her and do it on behalf of the Andy Fry Show, because I'm in the 112th, so I can't do that, correct? Does it have to be within your district?
Within the district,
it has to be within the district, so I can sign for you. But if somebody wants to go sign as somebody who lives in that 111th, I would ask you very, very kindly to do that. Where would you direct them to go if they are interested in putting their name down behind you?
Absolutely. Find me on Facebook, Amy Ellick for State Representative, District 111. You can find out more about me, and you can find out how to contact me, and we'll make sure that we get your signature.
Well, I know people personally who have spoken very highly of you, and I've enjoyed meeting you, and I've enjoyed talking with the people in the Republican Party about your candidacy, and I'm hoping that you can take that seat, turn it red in the 111th District in 2020. And I would ask all the Annie Freischer listeners in the 111th District, find Amy on Facebook. Her last name is spelled E-L-I-K, and connect with her and go sign for her and tell her you're coming from the Annie Freischer Show and that she's got your support.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Amy, it's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. We look forward to seeing what comes in as we move towards 2020. And I'm going to continue to bring to you people who want to fight for you, who want to advocate for the Illinois taxpayer. And Amy Ellick is definitely doing that. So find her on Facebook, Amy Ellick for State Representative, District 111. And go like her Facebook page right now and share it with anybody who you know who is in or around that district, because we are all going to have to band together. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation. And yes, it's October of 2019, but it's going to be November 2020 before you know it. Support Amy Ellick and see what we can do going into 2020. Now, Katie, Ben Friedman of Barstool Sports says he's going to call here in just
a
minute.
I'm so excited.
And yeah, I was just to say, I'm going to give him your number, but you're married, so I can't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Well, I'll just text David first and see if he's okay with it.
Right with
he
this.
Might be cool with it. I don't know.
No.
I'm going to ask Ben Freeman, who on Twitter is at Young Page Views. He's a huge St. Louis sports fan. He's from Chesterfield, but he's working at the mothership of Barstool Sports. He's going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Cardinals game that's coming up tonight. I'm going to ask him if he thinks we can pull it off. And also, President Trump is hosting the St. Louis Blues right now. Good grief. Washington, D.C. is teeming with St. Louis people. We'll have all of that for you in just a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.